Elsewhere in this program, we heard about the Russian economy tanking and how that's got some of its high-rolling oligarchs worried. Also hurting, the Alpine ski resort where better-off Russians once flocked. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sent this report from the mountains near Mont Blanc.
The Russians have been coming in large numbers to ski the fabled alpine slopes around Mont Blanc for the past decade. But the drop in the ruble is now keeping them away, and that's impacting the wintertime economy in this region. In the cozy and chic village of Megève, horse-drawn carriages jingle through the snowy streets. People gather around a steaming cauldron of mulled wine in the town's central plaza, and the boutiques are lit up and full of shoppers. Megève's mayor, Catherine Julien, looks over the scene from her upstairs office in the town hall. Julien says Russians make up just 10% of Megève's winter tourists, but they play a key role.
They're an extremely important clientele because they come right on the tail of Christmas and the New Year because of their later Orthodox celebrations. They spend big and allow the resort to prolong the holiday season well into the month of January.
Julien says the plunging ruble has hit middle-class Russian families especially hard, and many haven't returned this year. Frédéric Vépierre is the manager of Le Fer à Cheval, one of Megève's most exclusive five-star hotels.
We began to worry way last spring when we saw what was going on in Ukraine and the standoff between Russia and the West. And then we heard all kinds of rumors, like President Vladimir Putin wasn't going to let people leave with their money. We're all worried.
Towns and resorts all through the Alps are being affected by the ruble's collapse, which has cast a pall over Russian tourism across Europe. The French resort of Courchevel is perhaps the biggest mecca for Russian skiers in the region. Tourism Bureau Director Adeline Roux says they won't know the real impact until the season is over, but the signs are not good.
At the moment, we have some availabilities in the most luxury chalets, what never happened before. And in March, usually we have again Russians, and I think this year they will not come.
For now, you can still hear Russian on the slopes and drifting through the crisp alpine air. Muscovite Natalia Raziska is having a smoke before taking the ski lift. She says her group was lucky. They booked and paid for their trip 6 months ago. Raziska says Russians love skiing in the Alps.
First, it's not so far from Russia. And the second, it's very comfortable here. Good slopes, good food, you know, very nice atmosphere, so and so on.
I ask them if they've felt any hostility over the Ukraine conflict and the standoff between the West and Russia. No, says Liliana Asyaneva. It's all just a political game. Sergei Guchev says Putin and Obama should just sit down and talk and drink some vodka together. But there'll be no vodka for this group. They plan to enjoy their après-ski the French way with oysters and champagne. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, the French Alps.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Here in the studio, I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.